Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Monday, April 20th, 2026 in the Gregorian calendar, and the 3rd of Iyar, 5786 in the Hebrew calendar. Yom HaZikaron, or Memorial Day events, are already underway, with the siren ringing out to mark the entrance of the somber holiday. After Memorial Day, we go straight into Yom HaAtzma'ut, or Israel Independence Day. That is Tuesday night and Wednesday day, with the holiday going out Wednesday at sundown. Now, let's get to the news. Israel is entering Yom HaZikaron, Israel's Memorial Day. For Israel, this is a very serious and important day. Unlike in places like in the United States, where army service is not compulsory, in Israel, almost all 18-year-olds go into the armed forces. Not all of them come out alive. And even when they do, many remain dedicated through reserve duty into the following decades. Some people do reserve duty until they're 50. Many of those individuals have been killed in the line of duty as well, even as reserve officers. It's a somber day in Israel, and it's a day where people really give themselves the space and time to mourn. It is not celebrated with barbecues or sales at stores. It is a sad day. You hear sad music playing. There are ceremonies in every corner. Some are personal. On the beach, there is a ceremony. There's an ongoing installation that the family of one young man puts on for him. Actually, they're his friends, but friends and family put on at the same place every year in the same spot at the beach. People visit their family members' graves. I will be going to a number of ceremonies starting tonight in Tel Aviv, where there will be a big program shown on enormous screens along with live speakers and somber music at Park HaYarkon. Tomorrow, Tuesday morning, I'll be on Mount Herzl. The IDF Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir, Shin Bet Chief David Zini, Mossad Director David Barnea, and Israel Police Chief Danny Levy, along with other security officials, will be at that special national program. And people will be placing flags on the graves of their lost Israeli soldiers who are their loved ones, their family members, community members. Actually, this place is a cemetery where they host the ceremony. There is an English program called Masa Israel Journey, which is the biggest English-speaking program going on this evening, and it will be on YouTube and Facebook in their live video section. I think people are particularly feeling down this year because many are anticipating re-entering war with Iran, something that I feel is just around the corner. It was even difficult for me to sit and write today's show because I can't help but feel that I should be outside for as much as possible before I have to keep myself confined inside or close to a shelter. And I'm confident that the rest of the country is feeling the same way as we just get very close to the end of the two-week ceasefire agreement that is currently holding up and is set to end on Wednesday. That's the ceasefire between Israel and Iran. We have a problem at the negotiating table, and that is that Iran is not planning to show up to it. Iranian officials apparently said they have no plans to send a delegation to Tuesday's proposed talks with the United States in Islamabad, Pakistan. Despite this, U.S. President Donald Trump says negotiations will move forward. He says that he's optimistic about reaching a deal while warning that failure could lead to strikes on Iran's infrastructure. Trump's threats are worse than that, however. He says that the whole of Iran will be blown up and their civilization destroyed if they don't come to a deal, with bridges and power plants destroyed across the country of Iran. The ceasefire between Israel and the Iranian regime is set to expire on Wednesday, and that will have been 2 weeks. Iran is rejecting demands from Americans, which include reopening the Strait of Hormuz and giving up enriched uranium, which they say that they need for peaceful purposes. There's really no peaceful purposes that anybody has for such quantities of uranium. Iran says the demands are unrealistic, and they say that they don't trust the United States because the forward motion on deal-making could actually be a mask for U.S. military escalation. Today, when we got word that the Iranians are not planning to send a delegation, Israelis started to whisper about the possibility of re-entering war. I'm an event coordinator. I host events on nights and weekends, and two events that we have coming up are already in question. Will we be able to do it? Where is it going to happen? Will we have to postpone again? These are the conversations that people are having. People do not seem enthusiastic about having to go back into the shelters for an unknown amount of time. We have a disturbing story today that you might have heard already because it's rocking the internet. An Israeli soldier was photographed taking a sledgehammer to the head of a Jesus statue in southern Lebanon. Many people had hoped that it wasn't true or that it was AI generated, but the IDF says it's a real photo and that it was taken in the Christian village of Debel in southern Lebanon. An IDF statement came out saying the IDF views the incident with great severity and emphasizes that the soldier's conduct is wholly inconsistent with the values expected of its troops. The IDF is in southern Lebanon working to eradicate the Hezbollah terror group and dismantle their many rocket launchers, which oftentimes are installed in private homes. So, I mean, same thing like in Gaza, where you have civilians, they are allowing these terror groups to come into their home and use them to put rocket launchers, hide paraphernalia, hide arsenals. The incident of this soldier hitting the statue of Jesus is being handled, quote, through the chain of command, and the IDF writes that, quote, appropriate measures will be taken against those involved in accordance with the findings. Many Jewish influencers and leaders have come forward to say that this is not representative of the Jewish community or how the Jewish community feels about its Christian brothers and sisters. Prime Minister Netanyahu came out saying that he was stunned and saddened by the incident and condemns it in the strongest terms. He says Israel cherishes and upholds the Jewish values of tolerance and mutual respect between Jews and worshipers of all faiths, and notes that Israel is not the only country in the region that the Christian population and standard of living is actually growing. And he went on to say that Israel is the only place in the Middle East where you can have freedom of worship for all. The statement goes on to say, we express regret for the incident and for any hurt this has caused to believers in Lebanon and around the world. Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar called the incident a shameful action and apologized. One thing that separates Jews from other religious groups is that we have a strong obligation not to proselytize. And of course, equally and oppositely, it is considered abhorrent to disrespect someone else's faith in their home, and especially because as Jews, we know how it feels to be disrespected for practicing our faith. So this is really not cool for the Jewish community, and so many people have spoken up about it. Shame on the IDF officer who did this. This is the time to thank our Christian brothers and sisters for their continued strength during times of complete dysregulation and pain for the state of Israel, war, violence, and that comes from us here at the Israel Daily News podcast. We send our warmest regards to our Christian brothers and sisters and people of all faith who are seeking peace together with Israel. We have a few housekeeping notes here at the Israel Daily News for our loyal Israel Daily News fans. First of all, I'm very excited to announce that finally, after a long while of having some troubles accepting payments and recurring contributions for the Israel Daily News, we now have our own platform. You see, Spotify took over the company that hosts our podcast. It was called Anchor FM. They got bought out. When that happened, they removed the feature which accepts donations for podcasters and creators and kicked everybody off. We lost dozens of individual supporters and their, you know, direct line of communication. I did not just want to sign up for any new platform that collects money. I wanted really the Israel Daily News to have our own platform on our website for accepting contributions, and it took some time, but with our web developers, we have installed it. Head over to IsraelDailyNews.org and click on Donate or Sponsor, especially if you are one of those dozens of individuals who were sending us a donation of $1, $5, $10, $20, or $30 per month. Please do sign yourself back up for that on our website. You can either do a monthly donation or a one-time donation. It goes straight to us. Thank you to Marianne Vollinger for her monthly support and for upping her support after I lost the donation platform and all of the dozens of individual sponsors during that Spotify takeover. We sincerely appreciate that you have been with us each step of the way. In response to your contributions, I'll send over a handwritten thank you note to show my appreciation, but make sure that I have your home address. Send that to info@IsraelDailyNews.org. Follow us on social media at IsraelDaily.news. We're on X, YouTube, TikTok, and on Instagram. Our page is about to hit 60,000 followers. You can also follow my personal page at Shanna Fold. I just hit 10,000 followers on Instagram. It's very exciting because this was a personal goal for me, and I do all of my behind the scenes commentary and clips, and I show my life in Tel Aviv. You know, not the news stuff, but the more personal stuff. So you can find me there at Shanna Fold. My name has two N's in it, and I'm very sensitive about that. The shekel, which is Israel's currency, has reached its strongest level since 1995, nearing the average equivalent of 3 shekels to $1. This is an improvement for Israel amid the ongoing geopolitical situation, but it makes the dollar less valuable in Israel, and that can be tough for Americans like myself. I have a dual identity. This is an improvement for Israel amid the ongoing geopolitical situation, however, and while the world's major currencies have strengthened by at least 2% against the dollar, this year the dollar has fallen by 18.83%, and the Israeli shekel, on the other hand, has surged by 2 times over the rest of the world's currencies. Argentine President Javier Milei arrived in Israel on Sunday for an official state visit. When he arrived, he visited the Kotel, having done so on past visits as well. Milei is the first foreign leader to be given the honor of lighting an Independence Day torch at the official state ceremony marking Independence Day, also called Yom Ha'atzma'ut, which occurs Tuesday night through Wednesday night. Milei is expected to receive the Israeli Presidential Medal of Honor, Israel's highest civilian honor. He will also be receiving an honorary doctorate from Bar-Ilan University, just outside of Tel Aviv. Prime Minister Netanyahu and Milei released a joint statement announcing a new direct El Al route between Tel Aviv and Buenos Aires, something sure to make travel easier for those who want to visit the Holy Land from South America. This is part of the landmark Isaac Accords aimed at strengthening ties between Israel and Latin America. Milei has already met with Netanyahu and Israel's President Isaac Herzog here in Israel, and that happened in Jerusalem. Milei is here with his wife, his foreign minister, and his ambassador to Israel, as well as, well, the ambassador to Israel actually doubles for Milei's personal rabbi. And so they are having quite an eventful trip here in Israel. Take a look at your screen to see photos from their signing of that memorandum that we mentioned earlier. All right. Well, that is it for today's show. Today is Monday, April 20th, 2025. Tel Aviv has a low of 16 degrees Celsius and a high of 19 degrees. That's 61 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 67 degrees for the high. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. The Israel Weekly News Wrap is a newsletter with the top 5 stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. And of course, with a personal note from me at the top, you can sign up for that at IsraelDailyNews.org. Scroll down to the bottom and drop your email address in to get on our mailing. I want to thank our news writer, Perry Schwartz, who has been continuously on top of the news updates and wrote the last stories of our show today, as well as a thank you to our editor, Lori. Keep an eye on our social media for photo and video from the Memorial Day events around Israel, followed by Independence Day events, which will definitely have a lighter and more fun feel on social media. That's happening Tuesday night into Wednesday. This is our first Independence Day without hostages in Gaza, and we are all so grateful for that. Our nation has been through so much. Have a great and productive day and an excellent week. Shavua Tov, everyone.